going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What is Adam Schefter saying could happen at pick 31? This is Schefty talking about the Chiefs.
They're still trying to shore up the tackle position despite all that they've invested in it in recent years. A player like Josh Simmons from Ohio State would make a lot of sense to me going to Kansas City at the back end of round one.
Josh Simmons, another national name, saying that's
their guy.
Who they believe.
Brett Veach is not hiding it well, if that's who he really
either
wants.
They did a great job bluffing every national media member in person they have connection with and telling them they love
Josh
Simmons.
Connerly.
Yeah. I mean,
this whole time.
One of the two is going to happen there. It sure seems like it. I mean, that name more than any other name has stood out, and everybody has acknowledged that's who they like.
Look, I do think that they want a tackle. I mean, what answers long-term do they have a tackle? They have a 2-year deal on Jalen Moore. You and I both know that's a 1-year deal. And they have a 1-year deal left on Juwan Taylor. They don't actually have a long-term tackle. Zero of them, to be clear. They only have a guaranteed 12 months of play, barring no injury, mind you, or they have to turn things over back to Wanye Morris. The reason why I'm convinced they'll take a tackle in the first 3 picks is, even if he's the developmental guy, he is the backup for Juwan Taylor, and he's the backup for, and he's the backup for Jalen Moore, and you get your ability to develop him slowly as you go there. I still am not convinced it's in the first round. Part of my reasoning is because I think Simmons is going higher, not because I don't think they want Simmons. I actually don't think they're hiding it well. I think they want Joshua Simmons. I think it is the only guy in the entire, like you had mentioned yesterday, and everybody has, it's true. It's hard to get a tackle at 31. Really hard to get a starting left tackle at 31. It's not a common spot. How do you get a starting left tackle at 31? You find the hurt guy. You find the guy who has reasons to get down to 31, that if everything were perfect and the scenario was ideal, he'd be going 11th. That's how you get him at 31. So our fans, hope genuinely is that the guy fails just enough medicals to get to them.
Because of the issues of the O-line over the last 5 years, 5 different Super Bowls, 5 different left tackles, is this one of those unique circumstances? I'm curious from you guys and the text line and Chiefs fans, are you good with them taking a pick that you know is not going to contribute in 2025? I think in this circumstance, maybe I'm way off.
That's the one exception I'd make.
I think this year you could get more fans to buy it. And I'm not saying you should draft based off of what fans want, but I wonder if there's a little more acceptance to that versus in the past, you might have said, no, they have to draft somebody that's going to help them in 2025. Because the three-peat run is over and there's an understanding about what has happened for 5 straight Super Bowls with the left tackle position, I wonder if there's more of a understanding that you can wait a year to see the results, maybe, if it means that I'm going to get 4 years of starting left tackle play moving forward. It, by the way, that risk, that trade-off, I don't know how you would, if nobody can guarantee anything, but if you can tell me they are pretty darn confident.
I'd do it.
That the guy we're going to draft, he's not going to play this year, but we're going to get 4 years of a starting left tackle after this. If they deep down believe that, then it's 1,000% the correct pick.
You and I have done this show long enough. You know my stance on first round picks. 99.9% of the time is, guy better start this year. Guy better be a contributor, right? Like a serious contributor right now. Even at pick 31, that guy needs to be like either heavy in the defensive line rotation, starting for you at guard, starting for you at safety, one of the important offensive weapons. Like, they need to be a valuable member of the team this year. Tackle's the one exception I'll make. Because if you get it right, I understand the logic of, well, we got to push it down. And this draft this is the other part of it, Gold. This draft allows you, because you might find bona fide starters at second, third, and third round picks that can make up for what I'm missing in the first round pick, where you might find guys who can be a part of the defensive line rotation, be a part of the corner rotation, be valuable weapons at wide receiver or running back. Immediate contributor types are available in the second and third round. So, like, year slash position means that if they take Joshua Simmons tomorrow at 31, I'm good. Even though normally that would be not against my normal draft strategy, I'm okay.
I still, and maybe this is what it will take to get him. I don't, trading up, giving up that extra third round pick to do it. Not a huge, huge fan, but I would say, again, if you deep down believe that you are finding a guy that's going to start for at least 4 years after the rookie year that he's going to sit out and redshirt, basically, then of course it's worth it. Someone was asking, what's the injury for Josh Simmons? In October, he hurt his knee in a game, first half of a game.
Torn
patellar tendon in his left knee. That is the injury that otherwise, if
injury.
He didn't have that, he'd be a top 15 pick.
Well, the update, I looked it up. The update is that he could be cleared for physical contact in August.
Yeah, which for the Chiefs, that, like, let him take his time.
Are we sure that he's not going to be ready just to go? Because he might be good enough.
The report today is that, and it's probably from his agent, that said he could be cleared by camp.
That's what I'm saying, is that if we, not that there's any debate about Jalen Moore, but.
There is debate on Jalen Moore. I think that's fair to say. Tons. Yeah, it is unknown.
If he's good to go in August and we know that he's healthy, why would he not have a shot at the job? Well, why would you even waste a... I don't think he's ready to go.
Yeah.
Then, and would have gone in the top 15, then give him every chance he has. And
the question is just his agent trying to prop his guy up the night before the draft here, or is that actually the case? Like, do the Chiefs who brought him in for medicals, do they actually believe training camp is realistic or not?
By the way, it's not just compete against Jalen Moore. Let him try to beat out Jawan Taylor too. What's the difference here? They're both on 1 year deals. Try to let him beat both.
Yeah, Jawan Taylor will be right tackle. Week one.
Why couldn't you put him in the same competition, I guess?
Because I would say, what team in the NFL has a $20 million player sitting on the bench and not playing? I mean, that's the sad reality of it. Like, there's just what team does that?
I'd have to go digging. I'm sure it exists, but like, I don't have like a good example. I'm sure it exists, but it's probably not a good example, and it's probably not often, Gold. I'm not here to try to claim that there's like, I got 45 names over the last 5 years in which a team eats that kind of money. And they aren't a regular contributor. Kirk Cousins on the Falcons is probably the only example I have right now. And it feels like he's probably
not
going to
be on the Falcons.
So,
yeah.
Like, they had him on the bench for a half a season last year, which is a slightly different scenario than
a full
year.
That's getting benched midseason, not heading into a season where they said, you know what? No, it's not your job. You're going to make $20 million to sit your ass on the bench and you're not a quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.